You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hena Baba. And now a story from Uncuffed, our series at Solano State Prison in Vacaville. With help from our team, the men there record interviews and edit them into short pieces that we play for you here on KELW.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
In this edition of Uncuffed, producer Damon Cook has a story about making sushi in prison.
I've been entering and winning sushi competitions inside prison for nearly 25 years. So when Keith Kitagawa shows up and beats me on his first try, I knew I had to find out his secrets. One of the things that I learned from Keith is that making sushi is as much about honor as ingredients. But let's back up. I bet you're wondering, how does someone enter a sushi competition in prison anyway? Kitagawa-san, ohayou gozaimasu.
Ohayou.
When you first set eyes on a sushi competition in prison, tell me what it looked like to you. Describe it.
You know, I was at the water fountain one day. Looked at the bulletin board and I said, sushi competition. Sign here if you want to sign up. So I signed and I'm like, well, how do they do this? And I thought to myself, how am I going to make sushi? And well, what I did is I had to do a lot of improvising because you don't have the culinary tools that you would have on the streets here in prison. You have to make your own tools. So with that being said, I had to improvise a lot and be really creative. Take a front page of a Title 15 book, roll it up, but then I had to wrap it with saran wrap so I could use that as my mat so the rice wouldn't stick.
What's a Title 15 book?
It's all the rules and regulations of the CDC. So with that being said, I took that book, I rolled it up and got it real soft and bendable. I put the saran wrap on it and made it so it would form with the cover of it. And then that's what I used for my mat, and it worked fine. And then for my cutter, I took you open your can with a P-38. A P-38 is a can opener, a military camera that they use here in prison. They sell at the canteen. So that's basically what my tools were. You'll have a lid of a can from either a tuna can or something. I took that and I flattened it out and I bent it in half, strained the edge out, and I used that as my cutter to cut the sushi.
Making sushi in prison is not like making sushi on the streets.
In prison, you don't have all the ingredients. You have to be real creative. Certain fish that you get here are like albacore, mackerel, salmon. I can make something out of nothing, and you're like, what is that? How'd you make them? That's how I did it in prison.
Right, so we're only limited to the amount of types of fish that we get in.
Right, here. And I had the tuna, so I put a little sesame seed oil, some sriracha, a tad bit of mayo. I whipped it up, but then I had the dried cucumbers from the package and the turnips, and I mixed it in with the spicy, and I rolled it. And then that's what you guys taste, what that crunch was in there from the cucumber and the turnip.
Yeah. So here you are, and I'm going to call you a sandbagger right now to your face. You're a sandbagger.
Okay.
Because you entered into a sushi competition in here, made everyone believe you were just a guy, a cat, just coming off the block, right? Definitely Bay Area known sushi chef. Mm-hmm. And you entered a sushi competition with a bunch of amateurs. So it was like shooting fish in a barrel.
You can't learn this at sushi school in Santa Monica, or you can't learn this at the culinary school of Cordon Bleu. You can't learn that. You don't learn that. In prison, you don't have all the ingredients. You have to be real creative.
Because I never thought I would see any of this in prison, ever.
All this talent, all these things going on. Tell me how you ended up here, man.
I let my emotions get to me one day. You know, I had a cat get at me a little improper, I would say. You know, and he pushed me to the limits.
Tell me what happened.
Harassing me. For a year inside the restaurant, I felt like he was stalking me.
At the sushi bar?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I would eat it, wouldn't say nothing. He'd just, our dish isn't done, or I'd send it back. Constantly do that. I would say, all right, I'll pay for your meal, whatever you want, just eat it, I'll take care of it. I actually quit my job.
Behind this guy?
Yeah, behind this guy. And then we crossed paths one day, he threatened to kill me.
Wow. Over your sushi?
Yeah, man, imagine that. You know, one thing led to another, and he kept threatening me. And I told him, hey, you got to stop. You know, it's not necessary.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always talk back to my father about honoring and what he would have done. And he always told me, son, defend yourself if you have to. Don't let nobody, you know, take advantage of you. And I felt my life was on. Like, he said he was going to kill me.
Fortunately, the man didn't pass away.
No.
I felt I had to make a split-second decision. And that choice cost me 4 years in prison and a lifetime of dishonor with my father.
All that pain, brother. Tell me, man, do you have any regrets?
I hurt my dad, and you know, I regret that every day that I've been in prison. You know, my dad just had triple bypass surgery. I couldn't be there for him. And that was my promise to my father, to honor, you know, to keep my promise to take care of him. And I broke that promise. I never told anybody.
Oh, you held
nobody
it.
Nobody, you're the first person I really talked to about.
You held that inside?
Yeah,
man?
For years, bro. Never told nobody. My family don't even know. Nobody knows.
What is Keith Kitagawa gonna do when he gets out?
Well, I plan on opening up a food truck and nonprofit for the homeless, Little League baseball, Pop Warner football, and AAU basketball. So I can get back to the community and instill the Kitagawa name. If I could take it all back and erase all the guilt and shame I caused my family, I would in a heartbeat.
Domo arigato, Kitagawa-san.
Dodashimashite.
That piece was produced by Damon Cook. He spoke with sushi chef Keith Kitagawa, and while we couldn't confirm all the details of Keith's story, we can tell you this: Keith was released on parole last week. Uncuffed is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. All content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, kalw.org. And that's also where you can and you should subscribe to our podcast. Listen to Cross Currents whenever and wherever you want.